Hi again, this is music director Eric Cohen from WAER, and welcome once again to another episode of Jazz Journeys, my podcast heard exclusively on WAER.org, and you can hear me weekday afternoons at 88.3 FM from noon to 4. On this edition of Jazz Journeys, I'm going to introduce you to vocalist and songwriter Shirma Andrews, born on the exotic Caribbean island of Trinidad. She's the youngest of a very musically gifted family. In fact, she began playing the accordion at age 4. Eventually, Shirma would place first in the Caribbean Song Festival, and that led to a scholarship where she attended the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston. In fact, after studying with some of the most respected musicians and professors at Berklee, she would go on to actually become a professor at the school. Shirma also has performed at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, and she's toured with the likes of Donna Summer, Branford Marsalis, and even Britney Spears. She's also appeared on a number of award shows, including the Billboard Radio Music Awards, the American Music Awards, and some of her songs have been featured on TV shows such as The Sopranos and soap operas like All My Children and The Young and the Restless. Here's a small sampling of Shirma Andrews. Well, the name Shirma Andrews is starting to generate quite a buzz in not only the jazz world, but also the R&B world as well. I recently had a chance to speak with Shirma. Well, before Shirma and her band could perform at the Black History Month Cabaret Series at the Sheraton Syracuse University, I had to put her to the test, the true test, and that is take 10. 10 random questions thrown her way, and, you're going to get a chance to learn a little bit about the personal side of Shirma Andrews, a name that you're probably going to be hearing about for a long time to come. First question I asked her was the very first record that she can remember listening to.
Michael Jackson.
What would you have to say, if you could pick one, what would be your favorite meal? If you're just going to have a nice dinner out, maybe you just have the night off, what do you want placed in front of you? What's your favorite meal?
Fried shrimp.
Fried shrimp. Ooh, okay. I like that. I want you to transport. We're going to go back in the time machine. Transport yourself back in time to the 40s or 50s, if possible, and give me a jazz artist from back then that you would have wanted to just spend a day with.
Definitely Sarah Vaughan.
I had a feeling you might answer Sarah. Okay. all right. Three questions now. We have 7 more to go. I promise they'll go quick.
Okay.
We are continuing take 10 with question number 4 right now. And can you give me a song that you wish that you would have written? One of your absolute favorites that maybe you wish you could have written?
That's Through the Fire, Chaka Khan.
Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
Well, I do like Fried Green Tomatoes.
Wow. You like the movie or the food?
I like the movie.
Movie, okay. All right, Fried Green Tomatoes it is. Excellent. Best piece of advice that anyone has ever given you?
Don't stop at anything. Keep going.
Okay, excellent. One more food question. You've had a long day. You just need to unwind. we all enjoy a good late-night snack. What would be Sherma Andrews' favorite late-night guilty pleasure?
Oh, boy. You love Cheetos.
Well, you know, I thought...
Crunch Cheetos.
Okay, very good. You're just looking for an endorsement deal with Cheetos. I see where you're going, but... All right, Cheetos. So, again, people who see this, see you on Sunday will understand why, if they see some orange residue around your mouth, they'll know that you maybe had a few, few Cheetos before the gig. All right, Cheetos is a great late-night snack.
You know what, Eric?
Yes.
It has to go with some ruby red grapefruit, though. Red grapefruit juice and Cheetos?
Really?
Unbelievable.
Cheetos with ruby red grapefruit juice?
I know it sounds
okay. No, I mean I've had them both, but never together.
Together?
You've just given me an given me an idea. Okay, very good. All right, three more to go. I know this is gonna be a tough one, but you gotta narrow it down to one. Give me an artist that you would absolutely love to collaborate with someday. I mean, you've already collaborated with Enrique and a lot of other major names, but give me an artist who, if you could pick up the phone and just say, hey, would you join me on my next CD for a song, who would that artist be?
This is not as difficult because I adore him. Stevie Wonder.
Can't argue with that. Stevie's the best. All right, question 9 out of 10. If Sherma Andrews were not a musician, you might have become a...
Doctor. I love science. I was an A student. Science student.
Okay.
Still dabble in science. Still speak to my brother.
Paging Dr. Andrews. Paging Dr. Andrews. All right. And lastly, if you could drive cross-country from New York to L.A., that doesn't sound like a bad idea in February to escape this weather and maybe enjoy the warmth. Cross-country trip, 3,000-mile trip, you're going to drive. Who would you like in the passenger seat to enjoy that trip with? Now, people I've talked to, you know, married people I've talked to oftentimes will say, oh, my husband or my wife. But sometimes I've gotten some pretty interesting answers to this one. So, you know, it can be a family member. It can be I suppose it could be a pet. So
it can be a president.
It can be a president. Are you answering the president of the United States?
Absolutely. I think he's extremely fascinating. Either him or Nelson Mandela, if he was still alive and everything.
Wow.
Like that.
All right. Now, now with the president, I just understand. You probably would have to clear that with the first lady.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
But if I had to go cross country and we were great friends, and
okay.
I would love to listen to all the great stories that, you know, all of his accomplishments.
You'd also have to probably deal with two Secret Service agents sitting in the back seat, you know?
Yeah, so then it wouldn't be that much fun.
Right, you know? But hey, who knows, you know? Maybe the president is a big Cheetos and grapefruit juice fan himself, so I mean, maybe you guys would just completely you may have a lot to talk about as you're driving through the Midwest somewhere. So wow, that is the first time that anybody has answered the president of the United States. But if he has the time, you know, I'll see if I have any connections at the White House, and I'll let him know that that he's got a road trip partner if he ever wants to, instead of flying on Air Force One, he could just take a road trip with Sherma Andrews. So That's.
I think my second choice would probably be Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. All right. Obama, Oprah, and if he were still alive,
the great Nelson Mandela. Yeah.
Three great people to have in the car, and I'm sure that you'd not be at a loss to, you know, there's so many stories that could come from all three of those people. So those are great answers. All great answers. That was Take 10 with Shirma Andrews, who's been our guest here on Jazz Journeys, exclusively on WAER.org. And like I always say, jazz, only four letters, but endless possibilities.